to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 24th, 2021, by the Reverend Eric Williams. When I was in second grade, I was in a parochial school that was attached to my parish church, and because it was a small parochial school, all the parents had to volunteer. So my mom, being a nurse, was helping out with some vision screening. They were testing kids' eyesight. So one by one, the kids would come up and she'd do the little eye chart thing and refer the kids who seemed to be nearsighted to an optometrist. Well, when it was my turn, she was shocked and embarrassed to find out that I was the worst nearsighted kid in the class. And somehow she hadn't noticed that until she gave me the eye test. So I went and got glasses, and it was an amazing experience. If you've ever been through that, you're seeing everything blurry. I didn't know any different, right? No one told me there was a different way of seeing until I put on my first pair of glasses and I saw edges for the first time. It was amazing. And my eyesight basically stayed the same for years and years and years until last year. I went for my routine eye exam expecting that nothing had changed because I didn't notice any change. And my doctor said, your eyes are weird. I think that's a technical medical term. One eye had stayed nearsighted and was very nearsighted, but the other eye had become farsighted. And so I had monovision. And I didn't notice this, except after that I went and played tennis. And I could not tell where the ball was, right? No depth perception. I couldn't hit the ball. I've never been a good tennis player, but I was even worse. So now I have amazing technology. I've got these gradual bifocals, right? I've entered true middle age. I feel like I've a rite of passage. And I can see again. And I can see depth again. And it's amazing. Well, why do I say all this? I say this because our gospel story today is the famous story of the blind man Bartimaeus who receives his sight. Now, at first blush, this seems like all the other healing stories we've read in the Bible, right, in the gospels, just another ho-hum healing of a blind person. But as we found in our Bible study this week, there's a lot going on in this short story, a lot of meaning and symbolism. So I want to take just a minute and go through some of the key things that we need to learn from Bartimaeus. First of all, his name, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus. And then Mark tells us it's Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Well, duh, that's what the name means, Bartimaeus. But those two parts of his name, Bar, which is Aramaic for son of, and Timaeus, which is Greek, are different words. Bartimaeus in Aramaic really means the son of shamefulness or uncleanness, really. And that's how people saw Bartimaeus. He was a blind beggar that people stepped over every day. In fact, when he has the gumption to call out to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me," the crowd tells him to shut up. "You're a nobody. How dare you interrupt this moment where Jesus is coming through town? Be quiet. You're nothing. You're nobody. Know your place. You're the son of uncleanness." But then something amazing happens. When Jesus calls Bartimaeus to him, the crowd changes their tone like that. "Take heart. Get up. The teacher is calling you." Suddenly they see him. And that's when we remember that Timaeus in Greek means honored. So he changes from the son of uncleanness, the son of shame, to the son of honor. Mark is telling us something really important in this story. Bartimaeus, this this blind beggar is the complete outsider. He's a nobody. And yet it is that outsider who calls out Jesus, Son of David, who sees that this guy, Jesus, is the Messiah. That's what Son of David means. The promised Messiah of God is coming, and Bartimaeus knows it. He can see it. For all his blindness, he's got 20/20 vision when it comes to faith. And that's Mark's point. Seeing is not about what your optometrist tells you, the glasses that you need. It's not about nearsightedness or farsightedness. Seeing in the Bible, seeing in the gospel is about faith. It's about seeing with the eyes of the heart, seeing clearly what God is doing, seeing who Jesus is. And by seeing, then to respond. Bartimaeus, this outsider, this blind beggar, what does he do when he is healed by Jesus? Springing up, he throws off his cloak. It reminds us of another story in Mark. When another man came to Jesus, a rich man, an insider, and wanted to follow Jesus, but he couldn't because he couldn't let go of his many possessions. Do you remember that? And he went away sorrowing. But Bartimaeus, who only has one possession, his cloak, probably the only thing he owns in the world, is immediately willing to cast that off so that he can follow Jesus. That's what seeing is all about. That's what faith is all about, the courage to follow Jesus on the way. We have amazing technology these days, the technology that gives me these bifocals that enable me, and I haven't even tripped on the stairs yet. I was told that was dangerous, but I haven't even done that yet. But we've got even better technology. Did you know that our telescopes are now so advanced? The Hubble telescope, with some tweaks that they did to it, can now look so far off into space that we can now see light from stars that is 13.2 billion years old. We're looking almost to the Big Bang. That was 13.7 billion years. We can see 13.2 billion years. That's how amazing our sight is with the power of technology. And on the other end of the scale, we have microscopes that can look at things so tiny. We can look at a single molecule, a molecule that is 500,000 times smaller than a human hair. Think about that. That's amazing ability to see. We can see a lot. But Mark would tell us that none of that compares to the kind of seeing that is our faith, the sight that enables us to see Jesus as the Son of David, the Son of God, that enables us to throw off our cloaks and to follow him on the way. That's what Job wanted all those years before. He wanted to see God, and now at the very end of that story, he is able to see God face to face. My eyes had heard, my ears had heard, but now my eyes can see. And I am not happy, but satisfied, because I can see God. Job, the faithful one who had struggled to understand why these terrible things had happened to him. Bartimaeus, the faithful one, blind but able to see more clearly than many others. Last point I want to make about this gospel is there's a question that Jesus asks Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? Did that ring a bell for you? If you were here last week, that very same question came up. When James and John, who were the insiders of the disciples, had come to Jesus, he said, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" The same question. And they said, "We want power. We want privilege. When you're in your glory, we want to share in that glory and sit on your right and left hand side." Mark is telling us that for all his blindness, Bartimaeus could see more clearly than James and John, more clearly than the crowd that gathered around him, more clearly than almost anyone else. And in this pivotal story, he shows us what it means to see, to have faith, and to follow Jesus on the way. I invite us to think this week about the ways in which our eyesight of faith can be clouded. What are the things that prevent us from seeing God at work in our lives, from seeing Jesus who walks in front of us, and from casting off the burdens that we carry in order to follow him on the way? Amen.